Every year in early September, the Equus Effect hosts their annual fundraiser, which takes place this year on Saturday, September 6th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. Beyond fundraising, this event is an opportunity to learn about the Equus Effect and how horses can help humans in dealing with cumulative stress. Joining us today is Jane Strong, who is going to tell us about the Equus Effect.
We've been around in Sharon here for about 12 years. This is actually our 13th year of offering tools for building people's capacity to handle things in life. And we started working with veterans and then moved to first responders because we realized that those folks also deal with a lot of you could say trauma, but it's actually just overwhelm or dangerous situations where they have to react really quickly and they have to stay calm in the face of situations that are really difficult. And what happens is that when we do that, it causes a kind of a backup in our system of stress and tension, and we call it cumulative stress. People were often associated with post-traumatic stress, but it's actually all of it. It's all the overwhelm of situations that they haven't decompressed from, and or the transition from military to civilian life. And now we're seeing families of those people because we realize that the families who support these folks who say goodbye in the morning and meet whatever they need to meet during the day, if you're a first responder, and come home, and sometimes they can't even really talk about it. Sometimes it's really difficult. And the people at home, the spouses and kids are, or significant others, really have to navigate that terrain very carefully. And that's also stressful. So we started to see those people as well. We did a couples retreat this spring, which was fabulous, really terrific for these couples to settle down and communicate with each other. We did that, and then now we're working with families with the kids. So it's been really an interesting journey.
So the couples and the kids as well is new to what you've been doing over the years, though.
Exactly, and it's more and more. I got a lot of calls during the pandemic and afterwards, particularly from parents whose kids were having trouble launching again and getting back into school situations, plus feeling overwhelmed with the whole social media thing. And just the way we live now is a lot for young people. And so we started to see those people too and find that the work works.
And the pandemic was really a total realignment of how we live. And I don't think a lot of people have really come out on the other side with confidence, the kind of thing you're talking about, giving therapy. I'm going to call this therapy. I don't know of a better word for it.
We don't call it therapy. We think of it more as coaching.
Coaching, okay.
We kind of know what the issues are and how people are responding or reacting to things. But it's therapeutic because it's just good for us. But we don't call it therapy because we're not really talking about the past or the history. We're talking about what can we do right now. And the horses just help you get there faster, as they have always done.
And the horse being a very intuitive animal, according to what I understand and conversations I've had with you before, are an easy animal to make a connection with, that I'm sure probably, I know times when I've seen them, you almost feel like they could talk to you if they were able.
Yeah, they're very, very intuitive and perceptive about their surroundings. And they are, because they're prey animals, they are very concerned about something being predatory or unsafe for them. So they're always watching out for that, but they're kind of paradoxical because they're really big. So there's this sense that they have a whole lot of power, which in a way they do, but in another way, they're actually more afraid of things than we are. So they're very sensitive to who's around them and what the intentions are. And what they're looking for in us is for us to become congruent, or where our insides match our outsides. So, you know, if we're afraid and we're acting, covering that up, or we're acting like we're okay and we're not, that to them is cause for some concern. So the goal is not so much to change that as it is to be honest about it. So they're very, very sensitive to that, and all they want us to do is just be honest. And so when we can get honest with ourselves emotionally, they respond to us very well. So the feedback to us is like, wow, it pays to be honest.
Now, walk me through briefly, if I were to come to you and I am, let's say I've witnessed a traumatic experience and I'm just having a hard time dealing with it. How would you approach something like that?
Well, I think mostly what we start with is to tell people why we work with horses, and just what I said to you, that they're prey animals, they're big, they're sensitive to us, and their orientation to life is based on trust as opposed to loyalty, which a dog operates from loyalty. So a horse is going to operate more from a sense of trust and feeling safe with us. So we start explaining that and how that works, and that they've been around for 45 million years and we domesticated them 6,000 years ago. So they've been with us for a long time. And it's actually only been two or three generations that you or I would have been seeing them in our lives regularly. But we kind of left that behind with cars. But, you know, it's somewhere in our DNA. So we're kind of think we're trying to help people remember something or some part of themselves that is in there somewhere. So we talk about that. And then we introduce people to the horses and have them get their hands on them to make a connection with them. And then we start to what we call collaborate with them, which is do things together and see how that goes and see what comes up for the person and the horse. And then horses will be very happy to give us feedback about whether we're making sense to them and whether we're coming across in a way that works and that makes them feel good and actually makes us feel really good when there's a sense of harmony and grace to things, rather than forcing things or trying to dominate or control. It's like when you hit a tennis ball perfectly, it's sort of effortless, or hit a golf ball just the way you want to, it feels effortless. And that's what happens with the horses. So, but it's more, it's partly physical, but it's a lot of emotional stuff that comes up for people that they realize, wow, you know, I don't have to overwhelm the other, or I don't have to shrink away from that other, meaning the horse, and I can just be myself and relax into something. And that's really good for us.
When you start this program, you first have a talk with your folks, I presume, explaining what is going to happen. In your time with the horse, is it just bonding, leading around? Are you riding? How does this kind of come together?
Well, our program is all ground-based things. It's real horsemanship skills, but it's on the ground. So what we would do is focus on first getting your hands on the horses, whichever one you feel like you want to work with. And, you know, sometimes we help people choose, sometimes they just know, and sometimes the horses know. So we allow that. And then people get their hands on them. Then we ask them to do certain things with the horses, leading them and walking through them through cones and sometimes over jumps or obstacles. And it gets more and more complex as we go, as people build confidence in the partnership and in this sort of what we call trust-based leadership. So it's really good to up the ante on people and give them some challenging things to do as they feel more comfortable and get better. And then we all process everything after every exercise we do, so people have a chance to observe what they noticed with the horses and what came up for them. And it's just a really engaging experience. And, you know, I would say, honestly, our main job is we make it really safe to be vulnerable and honest and open about what's going on with us, which is a big relief given the way we really engage with each other in a less personal way, or more with our personas than our real selves. So it's a real good chance to be honest and open and talk about stuff that does come up for us in a way that we usually can't.
If you're working with someone, are you working over a weekend, over the course of a month? How does this program assemble, and how much time is involved here?
Well, our usual curriculum is 16 hours, so we work four-hour sessions. So people come at, let's say, 10 a.m. and leave at 2, or, you know, 1 to 5, or sometimes 1 to 4 if it's some of the programs are less time at once. But we usually offer four sessions, And we can do it on a weekly basis. Some folks we see come monthly, some come every 2 weeks, and some come over a weekend where we do the whole thing in a weekend. So, but the curriculum is always the same. It's just the orientation to the people we're serving, whether it's young people or adults or veterans or first responders. We kind of craft it so that it's sensitive to whatever those people bring to it too. It's not just a curriculum we follow no matter what. We're sensitive to who we're working with, and we tailor things to people depending on where they're at. We try to meet people where they are. So, but it's usually about 16 hours of work.
We're talking with Jane Strong with the Equus Effect about their annual fundraiser, which takes place on Saturday, September 6th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. They're located at 37 Drum Road in Sharon, Connecticut, which is across from the town beach on Mudge Pond Road. Should people register for this event?
Yes, you do need. We'd love to know, of course, how many people are coming, because we are serving food and wine and beer and soft drinks for the kids. So families are welcome this year. And I would say, yes, please do that so that we know how many people are coming. Tickets are online at theequuseffect.org. So it's theequuseffect.org. And we are happy to have you buy a ticket if you can. And if you're a veteran or first responder, of course, you're welcome to come for free. But we'd love to know how many people are coming so we know how many pigs and blankets to get.
How many horses do you have there?
We have 4 horses. And this year we're going to do a few demos first and explain a bit about what we do and do some demos. But we really want people to get their hands on the horses. So we'll bring them all into this covered big round pen we have where we work and have people get their hands on the horses and ask questions and talk to us about what we do and how it works and who these horses are. So I think that's a great opportunity to actually experience some of the work for yourself and to understand firsthand what it is like to be with them. And they are pretty social creatures, so they're happy to meet people.
Do you have a rain date?
We have a rain date, which is September 7 at the same time. So, if it rains and pours and it's not an okay day, certainly we'll do the same thing on September 7 at from 4:30 to 6:30.
Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add here before we say our goodbyes?
No, just that this year we really are welcoming families because we seem to have landed in this place of working with young people as well. And I'd love to see folks bring their kids or grandkids and just to see what this is and how it strikes them as something they might want to do.
One last time, the Equus Effect. Online, they are theequuseffect.org. You have a phone number people could call when they want to sign up?
Absolutely. It's 203-803-9507.
Again, this is Saturday, September 6th, rain date of the 7th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., 37 Drum Road in Sharon. Barn casual attire, please. We thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk with you each year, so I'm going to assume we'll probably do this a year from now again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.